An Australian court has ordered tennis star Novak Djokovic back into detention from Saturday after the government cancelled his visa again, just 3 days out from the start of the Australian Open Championship. It is the latest development in a dispute between the world number one tennis player and the Australian government. Sarah Clark following developments from Brisbane.
It's taken 4 days now for Alex Hawke, who holds the discretionary powers as the immigration minister, to revoke that visa a second time. Now, I should state that these discretionary powers means he's quite a lot of power when it comes to he can cancel your visa on the grounds that he considers you a public risk or a health risk, even on a small scenario of making a false claim on an immigration statement. And in a statement released by Alex Hawke, he said he made the decision on the grounds that it's in the public interest to do so. So this is yet another twist in the saga, the visa saga that involves Novak Djokovic.
Other headlines, and UK government officials have been accused of holding another two parties during coronavirus lockdowns. The events were held on the eve of the funeral for Prince Philip, the Queen's husband. The Prime Minister did apologise on Wednesday for attending a separate event. India's daily coronavirus infections have risen to more than 264,000 in 24 hours, driven by the Omicron variant. It comes as hundreds of thousands of Hindu pilgrims gather for a religious festival in northern India. China's facing a test of its zero COVID policy ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics in February. 201 new cases confirmed, up from 190 a day earlier, with the city of Tianjin under a strict lockdown. The EU has condemned a cyber attack on Ukraine's government and has called an emergency meeting to respond. Hackers targeted websites for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and other agencies. Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said his country is prepared to act if Western nations reject Moscow's security proposals. He wants limits on NATO expansion. Several rounds of talks to defuse the crisis in eastern Ukraine have been taking place this week. And North Korea's test-fired another two missiles just hours after the US called for new sanctions. It is the third launch this month and the sixth since September. The North Korean government defended the tests as a, quote, legitimate right to self-defense and warned of a stronger reaction if more sanctions are imposed.